Welcome back to another episode of RMV.
Hey everyone, I hope you're all having an amazing day. And today we have Roshni, who is the founder of Zenti. Thank you so much for joining. And would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. Hey girls, my name is Roshni and I am an artist based in San Francisco. I like to describe my art as desi pop art, you know, and incorporate traditional South Asian elements with some Western influences that I've just been exposed to growing up. I started my journey back in 2016, but I think since I graduated college in 2017, it's really taken off. I'm excited to see where it goes.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining once again. We really appreciate it. And like, I think before when we were scheduling it, you said you were busy. So we really appreciate that you took the time out of your day just to talk to us. And yeah, so I was scrolling through your Instagram, like Get Sentimental, and I saw a lot of your artwork. It's really beautiful, breathtaking. And like one of my favorites is Deepika Padukone. So I wanted to start out with, so why did you want to pursue art and what age did you?
So first of all, thank you for having me. So I've always been into art since I was a little kid. Like I'm into arts and crafts. My mom and I still do like paint together and, you know, do those activities together. And during Berkeley, every summer break or winter break, I'd come back and use art to just de-stress. I started Zentangling, and it's this kind of design that I learned way back in middle school. It's just to de-stress, just like you draw random patterns and it's just very relaxing. I used to do that a lot and make these art pieces and just post them on my personal Instagram. And my friends used to be like, wow, this is so cool. Like you should put them on t-shirts. So that's how I started Zenti. I looked into, you know, putting them on apparel and notebooks and stuff like that. So it wasn't like one day I woke up and I'm like, I'm gonna start an art business. It started out as a hobby and, you know, kind of turned into something else with the support of my friends and family and just, you know, the clout I got on Instagram. Yeah,
I've seen so many of your pieces and it's very beautiful. I looked through your Instagram and your website and it's so like complicated. So I was like wondering, like, how long does it take to make these pieces?
Yeah, so it really depends. I guess as time has gone on, my pieces have gotten more intricate. I've also become more comfortable with the application that I use, which is Procreate. So before it used to take me like 6 to 7 hours to get one like solid piece out. If you see my like profile picture, it's a woman in a blue sari with her hands up like this. That took like 6 to 7 hours. I did that on Photoshop and I was still learning how to do things. So like I didn't know the shortcuts or anything. So I sat down and it took me several hours to get that done. But now if I worked on something like that, it would probably take me about 3 to 4 hours. Still like a lot of time, but a lot less compared to how it was when I first started out. If you look at my like Disney Princess series, I guess I put a lot of like research into that. I pull up all my reference pictures and do a few sketches and I get input from people who, you know, identify with that specific culture to make sure I'm getting it right. And like that part, I guess, takes about an hour or so. And then drawing is just, again, like about three to four hours. Yeah.
So I guess yeah. It makes sense. Cause like when I see your artwork, like it's really like detailed too. So like, I also imagine like, you know, this probably takes like a while to get it perfect, get it, you know, proper and stuff right. Like that. So I think one common thing I found in all your artwork, like if it's like South Asian, you know, Bollywood, every piece you've done, I think one thing I noticed is the culture. So why is culture important to you?
Mm-hmm. Well, growing up, I grew up in a mostly like white area. I grew up in New Hampshire. I was the only like brown person in my entire school and for a while in my entire school district. So like hanging on to my culture was very important to me. And my parents were very, they wanted me to, you know, I joined Bharatanatyam and I sing Carnatic music and I sing Hindustani music and play the veena and all of this stuff. They completely, you know, immersed me into my, you know, South Asian culture. So it just became very important to me to hang on to that because like it's such a important part of my identity. So yeah, I guess I also really like henna art, and I found some similarities between henna and Zentangling. So I kind of just made that transition from just Zentangling to like henna and desi art. Yeah.
Yeah, they're all very beautiful. I love the culture in it. I think I've never really seen it in other places before. This is like other artwork and on t-shirts and iPhone cases. And I really like that. I was like going through a website and telling Russia, like, these are all so pretty. Like, I need one of these.
Thank you.
So you mentioned Zentangling before. So can you explain more about it? And like, how does it help you relax?
Sure. It's been a very long time since I've Zentangled.
Oh.
But I learned it back in middle school. It was just one, you know, module in our art class. And it's just very focused patterns that you sketch, like very intense patterns that you sketch. There's no real rule to it. You can make up any pattern and just sketch it into any sort of outline. If you see my earlier artworks, it's actually not going to be there because I think I deleted the Zentangling, but I can send you some stuff later. But yeah, it was just, you know, you didn't need to think too much, and you just could get a sketch pen and a paper and, you know, go for hours. Yeah, that's it. Like I'd play some music in the back or watch TV and just Zentangle for hours. And I used to post that, and like I did them in like animal outlines. So I do like a squirrel Zentangling or a horse Zentangling. And I don't know why that really stuck with me since middle school, because none of the other art modules really did. But yeah, I just found it really relaxing, and I don't really know much about it. I couldn't go on and on about Zentangling.
Yeah, I think the reason we asked that question was like, you know, we haven't heard about it like before. Mm-hmm. So we were kind of curious, like, what is Zentangling?
Right. I even considered like renaming Zenti because I don't Zentangle anymore. And Zen tea comes from like Zentangled teas. But yeah, I haven't Zentangled since probably 2017. And yeah, I consider changing the name, but I think most people don't think of Zentangling anyways when they see Zen tea. So I just let it be.
Yeah, it's really unique too. It's like, I haven't really seen it anywhere too. So it's really unique, like the name itself.
Yeah.
So moving on, I wanted to start by talking about your journey so far. So when did you start like sharing, you know, your art online? I think you specified before that you started on your personal and then you just shifted towards more public. So
yeah. So 2016 is when I started sharing on my personal Instagram, and my friends were like, hey, you should put this on t-shirts and all that stuff. And so I ended up like creating a website, and I created like the Shopify e-commerce website from scratch, and I organized a photo shoot on the Berkeley campus, got some of my friends to come through and model for me. It was great. Like I got a lot of support from my family and my friends. I even got one of those like heat press printers because at that point, all my images were hand-drawn. So I had to like scan them and then put them on the iron, you know, paper and like transfer it onto each shirt. So that was how I started. And I started my Instagram, and it was doing okay. And eventually I kind of like, I think towards the end of 2016, I just kind of like, it was my senior year. So I kind of wasn't working on art too much. But then my brother got me an iPad a tablet for Christmas. He got me a Wacom tablet, digital tablet, and I started working on digital work. And when I put my first digital piece out on Instagram, it got a lot of attention. And then I was like, oh, like I was introduced to this whole community of digital desi art. And that just like opened a whole new window for me. And that's what I started working on from there. And I think that, from 2017 onwards, like once I got a hang of digital art, that really kind of like helped Zenti blossom, and I found my own niche, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, I looked through your website and mentioned that you have a partner who also helped you in founding the company. So how was like the process? Like, you know, what were the ups and downs, you know, founding the company and growing the business?
Yeah, so my partner, his name is Akash. He's my best friend. I've known him since like orientation for Cal. And he was one of the friends who encouraged me to like, you know, start Zenti, actually turn it into a business and, you know, take it seriously. So he helps me handle finances and marketing and stuff, anything but the art. He's just like, you focus on the artwork, I'll focus on everything else. So he's been there for me since day one, and he still is, you know. But ups and downs, I guess, like beginning when we started out, finances were like an issue because, you know, you have to invest so much into a business and you don't know whether or not it's going to pay off. Like the heat press was like a couple $100s. You know, creating a website takes so much time, like from scratch, especially, like, and even figuring out which route to go through for a website. Do you go through Shopify? Do you go to Squarespace? Like, what's the best for your brand, for your product? And like, it just took a lot of time, especially for senior year in college, you know? And we just had to have some meetings about finances and marketing. And we still do that. Like, now that the brand is growing a lot more, like establishing pricing and like contracts when you get commission work and stuff like that, you need to really like lay down the law and let people know how you operate so they can't take advantage of you. So that's definitely been challenging. But again, like, I've had him on my side the entire time. So it's been okay. Yeah, I guess that's still a challenge, like figuring out how to like put a value on yourself, you know, like how do you understand how much you're worth? But and like, as I get more projects and like bigger projects, I have to keep like reevaluating my worth and like, you know, reevaluate how much I want to charge for something. And like, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I think, like, you know, a business is like, it's not easy. It's always, you know, there's a lot of challenges and, you know, there'll be like obstacles in your way. You just have to learn how to, like, you know, like, you know, pull through and like be successful at the same time. So moving on, so you were a former student at UC Berkeley. So I was wondering, how did you manage this with, you know, school and like the pressures? And I think right now UC Berkeley is really competitive. So
yeah. That's for sure. So like I said, for most of my time at Berkeley, I only worked on artwork during like the summers and the, you know, my winter breaks, and it was just a way for me to relax. And Zenti really happened in 2016. So like my end of my junior year and my senior year. I guess I figured out how to balance it because it was something I was passionate about. So I'd stay up late, you know, working on something like that. I use some of my weekends to work on, you know, work on Zenti. And also, like, to be honest, I didn't have a 4.0 at Cal. Like, if I wanted my hobbies, like, I was on the acapella team and I did Zenti, and like, I'm very passionate about art and music. And if I were to just focus on academics and give up my hobbies and go insane, like, that wouldn't have worked for me, right? Like, just to keep my sanity and, you know, keep my head in the game, I had to like have a way to de-stress and I had to maintain my hobbies. So I made it work because I was passionate about it, but it doesn't mean that, like, you know, I was the perfect student at Cal either. Yeah. Basically, you have to make your sacrifices here and there, I guess.
Yeah. So like a follow-up question, Varsha and I are actually seniors in high school. So we were wondering if you have any advice for, like, you know, college app processes.
Yeah. Where are you guys going to college?
We're going to senior year. So it's the summer. We're trying to figure out colleges. It.
Okay. That was a long time ago. It was 2012, which is like almost 10 years ago. Which
wow. Was really old.
Yeah. let me think. I have to really dig back to, yeah, I don't. I mean, I would just say, it's as cliche as it sounds, be yourself, you know, as long as you're authentic and like your college essay is authentic and you've put in the work so far, like you should be fine. But also really think about what college you want to get into and if that matches your personality and if you would really fit in there. Yeah, and I think Cal was the perfect place for me because like I loved the diversity and the inclusivity, and it was just a very welcoming place and I met a lot of great people. Yeah.
I think definitely college is going to be like a new experience for us. You know, it is a different world. It's not like, you know, you're at home. Because like, I mean, I haven't still thought about, you know, I'm fine with any college. Like, I don't have any specifics, but like my parents, like, you know, my friends were saying, you know, it's good if you stay in a dorm because, you know, you really discover yourself and you find your own, like, you learn how to be independent on your own. Because it's not like, you know, you're at home because you're depending on your parents every single day, but when you go to college, it's like you learn many new things. So definitely, right.
I think time management is something I definitely had to figure out on my own. Time management, figure out your own meals, because we know Indian parents love to feed us at all hours of the day, right? So those things, getting enough sleep, is very important.
Yeah, so I also saw on your Instagram that you were featured on BuzzFeed and Times of India, and a lot of celebs have been recognizing your work, like Deepika Padukone. So what was your initial reaction to it? Like, what did you feel?
I think I might have like screamed the first time. Ranveer Singh shared my cards. Yeah. And then I freaked out because, of course, Deep Fear is my favorite Bollywood couple. And then I saw that, like, one day I was, like, coming home from a friend's place and I just saw on my phone that my notifications were going insane. And then I saw that Deepika had shared my work and my mind was just blown. I was like, this is it. Mama, I made it. Like, this is all I wanted. It was crazy. I was so excited. And, you know, my roommate and I celebrated that night and it was just a great time. BuzzFeed was also awesome. Like, again, this just happens. I wake up and I just see all these notifications on my phone. I'm like, something's either very right or very wrong. And,
No, I was just going to say that I saw your, I think like the artwork of Deepika Padukone, like from Padmavati, from the movie. So it's really pretty too. So I was like, you know, you deserve it because like it's like so detailed and like, yeah, you deserve it because like it's so detailed and you put the effort in. So like definitely, I mean, like also like as you said, you know, you didn't really expect it. So like, you know, life is unpredictable sometimes.
Right. Yeah.
So moving on. So in terms of advice, do you have any advice for a future artist or anyone who's, you know, going to major in art in college?
I guess I can't speak on art majors because I never was one. But I think just for students, it's always important to find a hobby, find something you're passionate about. For artists, don't be afraid to reach out to people on social media. Don't be afraid to have inspirations on social media. And like, there's no real pressure to find your niche because I still feel like I don't really have one. You know, I just kind of float around and find whatever, you know, interests me at a certain time. Like the cards are very different from this Princess series, which is very different from what I first started out working on. But I think as an artist, like when I was making my Zenti profile, and getting a lot of like South Asian attention, I was like, oh no, I need to find something that makes me, because you have Half and Half, right? She has her own style. You have Hate Coffee, she has her own style. Babu the Painter, you know, ZHK, they all have their own styles. And I'm like, I need to find what's my style. And I think that's the thing, like as the years go by, just do what makes you happy and you'll eventually fall into a niche maybe. And if you don't, that's fine. Like you can play around with it. It's not that serious. Yeah.
So what did you major in then?
I majored in biology.
Oh, biology.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think I'm actually thinking of going into biology too.
Nice.
So, okay. Yeah. We actually have some questions from our listeners. And one of our listeners asked, do you have any difficulties trying to fit in both Indian and American culture at the same time?
Well, I think right now it's just kind of second nature. It's just kind of understood that whatever I do will have influences from both, because, you know, I've grown up here, I'm an American, but Indian culture is so important to me that's my whole, like, that's my whole brand, right? So that's what I do. So anything I work on, like, I brainstorm first and I make sure to fit both elements into it. Yeah.
Another listener asked, when you draw without reference, how do you make it so realistic? And I also wondered that about that too. So
yeah, well, first off, I mostly draw with reference, not tracing, but I do have like my inspo pics in the corner, and I'll be sketching, you know, apart from that. For realism, it's taken quite a journey. Like, before, I didn't used to shade as much and like add as much detail, but as the years have gone by and as I've learned how to use the Procreate application, and as I see other artists on Instagram, like, in their techniques, I've learned how to, you know, add low lights and highlights and shading and all those things. So that's really helped with, you know, making it look real.
Mm-hmm. And one last question. I think you already talked about this, but is your art like based on people? I saw that most of your work was not only on Bollywood celebrities, but princesses from different countries too. So you do like a lot of research on them, right?
Yeah. So for Bollywood celebrities, obviously they're based on actual people. My commission work's based on actual people. For the princesses, I have a bunch of inspo pics. So again, they're not based on like a certain face, but I have a bunch of faces, and I just kind of put something together in the Disney style and hope that it looks good, I guess.
Yeah, it looks really unique. Yeah. Like, it's really cool too, because sometimes I'm like, you know, I always imagine, like, how would Jasmine look, you know, if she was Indian, how would she look like? So I always go through your Instagram just to see, you know, so it's really fun for me to look at too.
Yeah,
and appreciate the work.
Thank you.
We will link the description to her website and Instagram, so you guys make sure to go check her out. All her Zen Tea store, make sure to check all her pieces out. It's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Before ending, can you give one piece of advice to our listeners? And you can also shout out and promote anything you want.
Sure. So let me think. I guess, as I said earlier, if you're an artist, don't be afraid to, you know, experiment. You don't have any pressure to stick to one sort of niche. You don't have to, you know, limit yourself. And generally, I guess, you know, have a hobby. It's really relaxing, and, you know, you don't have to always focus on work and academics. This is a great way to de-stress. Besides that, any shout outs? I guess keep following my Instagram. I have more princesses coming along the way. So yeah, more projects.
Yeah, we're really excited too for your future artwork.
Yeah, we will link it down below, so make sure to check it out.
Sure, check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and again, thank you so much for listening to today's episode, and thank you so much, Roshni, for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming on. It was really interesting to learn more about artwork and how you blend in Indian culture with it. I've never really talked to anyone like this before, so
yeah, same. When I scrolled through it, you know, I was like, you know, maybe we should invite you on the podcast sometime. So
yeah,
here we are.
Yeah,
thank you girls for inviting me.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, have a great day, everyone. It's me, Varsha,
and Mega
signing off.